It is the Joe and Alex Show, and tonight is the night, guys. Carb Night, kind of kicking off the entire race weekend here for the Indy 500, and we're excited to have our big party tonight on the Region's rooftop. We're going to have this guy along with the party pupils there. Please give a warm welcome for Max.
Ooh, hey, baby. Ooh.
Man, I'm ready for all the carbs and all the good times, and we're going to have a very future funky kind of night.
I like that. Plus, there's going to be like a silent disco. We got some barbecue food. Alex is bringing her chicken lips to put on the grill.
Yeah, fried Ooh. Chicken lips.
You ever had those
Ooh,
before?
Tasty. I don't think I've ever partaken in quite a delectable substance. So, tonight.
Now, I saw Max on your Instagram. I was doing some stalking right there. And
Ooh,
I saw, I think it was a couple of days ago, you were doing a set. Was it at Hangout? Like a couple of fans, like there was a proposal. Was that staged or what was that?
Definitely not staged. Very much a surprise, which was awesome. I was in the middle of singing Lights Down Low. And I'm looking out at the crowd, and I just see a bunch of people freaking out in, like, the right side. And then I realize that it's an engagement. And I literally on stage in the video, I'm like, oh, my God, they're getting engaged. Wait a sec. This is crazy. And I totally was forgetting the lyrics of the song. I was just so blown away. And it was really cute. It was super cute. They came up on stage, and we were like, oh, everybody, congrats to Lauren and Hannah. And it was such a beautiful moment. That's why we do music, man. That's the moment of realizing that it's all about the human connective tissue, and it was so beautiful.
Are you going to send a wedding gift?
I probably should. That's
That would be cute. Now, you've been married for what, 2 years or a little over 2 years? Do you think the first year was the hardest? Because a lot of people say that about when you first get married.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know. It's like, I feel like every year has its different things. For the first year, we spent a lot of time apart. Like, we didn't even actually live in the same place. She still lived in Chicago, and I lived in New York. So it definitely was tough. But I think we were used to that, dating and stuff. But actually, I feel like the second year probably was a little bit harder, just because I was on the road more than ever. And so it's always the challenges. But that's kind of what you're signing up for. It's hard work, but it's the best work ever if it's the right person.
Way before Lights Down Low, you played Xander Robbins on the Nickelodeon series How to Rock, right?
Oh, yeah. Nickelodeon, baby.
Yeah, and you toured with Victoria Justice on her Make It in America tour in 2012. And I had a question for you, because recently in the news, there's been like a lot of stuff going on with Nickelodeon. I didn't know, because your last name is Schneider. Are you related to the Dan Schneider that just got fired?
I'm not related. Also, didn't know he got fired. Whoa, that's news to me. My dad's name is Dan Schneider, so everybody always thought that Dan Schneider was my dad. And I was like, no, not my dad, different Dan Schneider.
Since it's not, then I feel better asking you this question. You kind of had an interesting reaction there when I just told you that he was let go. So they let him go, and they didn't say it was for these reasons, but there were a ton of allegations that came out and rumors that are circulating online that a lot of his firing had to do with some predatory kind of accusations. What was your experience like working at Nickelodeon? Did you hear of rumors about that kind of stuff going on there?
No, I didn't hear anything like that. I knew a lot of people on his show, so I didn't hear anything like that. I didn't really know him that well. I met him like twice, but you know, I feel like it's always an interesting thing. Like, you got to be really, to work on kids shows, you got to be like really cool and comfortable with yourself. And I think sometimes maybe things can get misconstrued. I don't know. I didn't have any weird experiences, so I can't really say. But there was, you know, there's always some weirdos out there, and it's unfortunate that, you know, nobody should be put in that position, especially really young kids. I was on it when I was like 17, 18, so
yeah.
I can't imagine, like, you know, like really young kids on those shows by themselves and stuff. So
right, like online, a lot of people are saying that he could be responsible for like Amanda Bynes' mental decline and stuff like that. So there's a lot of like weird stories coming out. So I just didn't know if you had ever heard anything.
Nah, honestly, I haven't. I'm not even trying to be political. I've never really heard anything like that. So that's unfortunate. I hope that's not true for his sake.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. We're talking to Max. Excited tonight. He'll be performing at our Carb Night party along with party pupils at Region's Rooftop. Doors open at 8:21. Plus, if you want to buy your tickets, FridayRaceParty.com. I didn't tell anybody I was going to do this, Max, so they're going to all look at me weird now. But can we play a 3-question game?
Hit me.
All right. It's really creative. It's called Name That Max.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Okay. I'm going to give you a clue. I'm going to read something to you, and you have to name the thing that contains the word max in it, okay?
Okay.
All right. This is the greatest thing you've ever, probably ever got to do on a radio. I'm sure.
I've never done it. I'm excited.
All right, Max. This is a men's magazine based in New York City. It's prominent for its photography of actresses, singers, and female models.
It's Max.
Dang!
It's
Max. Just like that.
He's good. I knew it right away.
Boom, one for one, two more to go. We'll have to use this game again if we talk to a future Max. I don't know who, but this Max. This one might stump you.
Ooh.
This product offers a wide collection of feminine products that provide comfort and protection for all women, whether you're feeling light or heavy.
Ooh, it's maxi pads. I already know. I know it's maxi pads.
How does he do it?
My nickname, people used to, there's like certain nicknames from my friends in high school. They're like, oh, maxi pad, whatever.
So, wait, how'd you get the nickname maxi pad, though?
There was no reasoning for it. It was just like, my name is Max, maxi pad.
You weren't super moody?
No. Moody too, yeah. Too, I'm sure that was the reason.
I was a scene kid in high school. You remember that? So I was definitely moody.
Could Max go 3 for 3 and name that Max? It'd be incredible.
I'm doing my best.
Max, a team of real estate agents who help you find homes for sale or to sell your current home. Name that Max.
Oh my gosh, I don't know this one. I'm stumped. Wait a sec. I thought if it were cars, I would say CarMax. But
that's a good one for the next time we interview somebody Max.
Keep that for the next Max. What's a Max real estate? Shoot. No, I'm giving up. I don't know. No idea.
Remax.
Oh, yeah, I see that around, of course. That's a real estate company, Remax?
Yeah, Remax, yeah.
Oh, I've always wondered what that is.
Buy a house from them and call it a maxi pad.
That's so good.
All right, we're so looking forward to tonight, Max, and seeing you perform, but I know you have new music out. We're actually going to premiere it for the first time, I believe, right now here on Radio Now 100.9. Can you tell us a little bit about your song with Noah Cyrus? It's called Team.
This wild journey with Lights Down Low for the last few years, and in the same way that, you know, my relationship has just changed with the song, it's, you know, my relationship has grown with my wife as well, and Team is just basically about, you know, when you're with somebody for however much time, you start to be in a bubble and you have your little fights, so you just feel like the whole world outside doesn't exist. And this whole song is about realizing it's the people that matter the most in your life. They're your team. It's you guys against everyone else in the world, and you have to always, you know, be grateful for your team and appreciate your team. And so, yeah, it's been beautiful to start this new journey with Noah and be a team with her. So that's what the song's about.
Awesome. Max, thank you so much for calling in this morning, and we look forward to seeing you later tonight at our Carb Night party.
Will Emily be there?
No, she won't, but she will be there in spirit.
Okay, good.
Big round of applause one more time for Max. It's the world premiere here on the Joe and Alex Show of
Thank
Max
you.
Featuring Noah Cyrus, Team. Thanks, Max.
Thank you, guys. See you tonight. Peace.